ready for Santa Claus. Well, Mr. Fred and I got you, bro. You know what? Every year I get older, my list gets bigger. Who's with me? Nobody? Well, y'all are real happy people this morning. Lord, if you see fit to hit these people with some joy this morning, let them have it, right? It is good to see you in God's house this morning. Ain't this just look beautiful around our church, our tree, and everything? Thank you for all the ones who have worked hard at that. Thank you. That is appreciated very, very much. It looks amazing. I love the tree out in our foyer area and everything. Thank you guys for doing that. It is good. It's that time of season. It's that time of year that we decorate and we celebrate our birth of our King. Amen? And it is an exciting time of the year at our house, and I know it's at your house. I know a lot of people's, it may look a little different this year, but listen, the Almighty God is the same. Amen? He still loves us. He still gives us the ability to be in God's house. I know some of our people are still going through some issues with the COVID and some things today, so take care of yourself and take care of your families as you go through these holidays. But listen, if you have an opportunity to celebrate together, celebrate. Because we have a reason to celebrate, amen? Have a reason to celebrate. So today, just welcome and glad you're here. We're going to continue. We're going to look at Mary's life today. We looked at Joseph last week. We're going to look at Mary's life today. Next week, we're going to look at there's no room at the inn. And listen, in our lives, we have to make room for Jesus, amen? The innkeeper didn't do that, did he? Make sure we do that. And I say that to say that this morning. When we sing unto the King today. We fellowship. We do all this of the price he paid for us here, for us to have this ability to do this today. Guys, I'm going to pray this morning. Mr. Ricky's going to come lead us in worship here today. Guys, let's just ask to hear from him today and allow him to speak to our hearts this morning. So let's pray together. Father, we come to you in this morning, in this time, in this moment. This is your Lord's day. 2020, a year that's coming to an end. Father, with a lot of difficult things are going on in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of difficulties and lots in our lives. But Father, this is Christmas time. Christmas season brings back a range of emotions in a lot of people's lives, but it's one, as us as believers, we get to celebrate the birth of our Savior, the one who paid the price on Calvary's cross later in his life for us to have freedom as believers today, knowing that one day, whether that day's day for me or next week or 10 years down the road, that I get to spend eternity with the King. So, Father, this morning, Lord, you speak to our hearts. You show each and every one of us what has our name on it today. Father, we'll carry that out of this place, being the people you've called us to be today. Lord, your mercies are endless. Your love and your grace is new every day. So today, Lord, you just have your way in this place today. Your Spirit fill us. Guide us and lead us as we go through the service this morning. Father, and we'll give all glory to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Mr. Reed.
Thank you, Brother Malin. Well, good morning to everyone. Christmas is all in the air and excitement. I'm glad you've come to worship with us today. And you know, we get to worship. We don't have to worship. We get to worship today. This morning we're going to be singing a song, words will be on the screen, but in 180 in the hymn book, The First Noel. And Noel is a French word, means Christmas, so the first Christmas is actually what that means, the first Christmas. And in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, this is how it happened. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Let's all stand this morning to worship him and sing this great old hymn, First Noel. The angel did say, ladies, some of the ladies will be singing the Noel part, so if you can hear that, join in with them. First Noel.
Thank you.
All Is Well. Not a real familiar Christmas carol, All Is Well. I love this little song. And Isaiah, prophecy in Isaiah, that all is well, the peace that would come on earth through Jesus. And verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Let's worship him, sing this together. All is well.
Thank you.
treat this morning. Shelby is not with us, but she is recorded. And pray for Shelby as she sings, Mary, Did You Know?
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storms with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? You kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time we have today. We're going to look at that visit that Mary had today in the scripture, Father, that where she was kind of an unexpected visit in her life. So this morning, Lord, as we open up your word, Father, we've sung worship songs to you today. Songs, Father, that tells about who you are and how you came. And even questions about Mary, did you know? And today, Father, a lot of us in here, we know a lot of scripture, but Father, we're learning daily. Father, we know a lot about how to do ministry, but Father, we're still taking steps each and every day. So, Father, this morning as we open up your word, you speak to our hearts this morning what you want each and every one of us, to my left, to the right, to the center of me today, what we need to carry home from this place today. Father, not only for our families, but our work co-workers and people that we don't even know, to tell them, hey, there was a baby born and his name was Jesus. And he came and he died for the freedom of our sins. So, Father, that's why we're here today. We're here to celebrate you. So, Father, today, Lord, you speak to our hearts. Lord, you allow us to be immersed in your love today. Father, thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for the ability to be here, whether here in person or on listening online. Father, whatever it is today, we want to bring glory to your name. And we say thank you. We say thank you for who you are in our lives. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. It's so good to see you in God's house this morning. If you have your Bibles, look with me in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1. Last week, we talked about Joseph and how Joseph kind of hit a bump in the road before his marriage got started, before his life got, before he got off in the new journey of being married. And we think about those bumps in the road. I was thinking about that this week. I kind of hit a crater this week. Anybody else running in one of those? I'm the only one, right? So, like after doing that, I kind of like drove my vehicle, not really literally, but kind of in a lot of ways felt like I was like, hey, I just hit that bump in the road we talked about on Sunday. So, when you see how life is in Joseph, those things happened to Joseph. You remember a lot of things steps happened to Joseph. He had everything going. Joseph did things right, right? He asked for Mary's blessings from the family. We talked about that. He got that right. His family was on board. He made the big public announcement, and then we see some things change in Joseph's life very, very quickly. And we looked at that in detail last week, how things deal. And that's the way it goes in our life. Sometimes we start out everything going great, and then all at once things kind of take a left, right turn, or all of them at the same time. And we see how that happens. It kind of gets us to go in a ways. But Joseph made a great decision, didn't he? Joseph chose to follow the Lord, right? He even in the midst of that dream we looked at last week, it was very uncharacteristic, very kind of out there. But Joseph, in the midst of that, he says, hey, you know what? I'm going to follow God. And even in our lives, even though our life doesn't go the way we want it to, it's planned or different directions, at the end of the day, guys, we got to follow God. We got to follow him no matter what it looks like in my life or your life. It's the obedience in that. I'm going to tell you, life is difficult sometimes. Who would agree with me? I mean, life is not always the way we want it and how we'd want it. I mean, it's just certain things in our life that, listen, if we would draw them up different, we would do it different, wouldn't we? Let's be honest, a lot of things, the tragedies and things happen in our life, we would erase those, wouldn't we? And we'd have changed them around the other way. Listen, I want to do that in my own life. I want to do that, but listen, we have to follow God. Because listen, if we do things the way we want to, then it doesn't make sense, does it? And I know that's hard to say, but listen, following God doesn't always make sense. And we're going to look at that another occasion this morning in Mary's life. This doesn't make sense, Mr. Gary. It's an unconventional way of looking at things the way it happens. It doesn't make sense to you and I. It makes perfect sense to God. So this morning as we dive in and we look at this, listen, we're going to see Mary this week. She'll get an unexpected visit. Listen. This should be an exciting time in Mary's life, like Joseph, right? I remember when Shelly and I was getting married, you know, weddings can be pretty stressful. Anybody want to? Everybody's met and didn't have any stressful life. Oh, it was great. You know, we didn't have any disagreements or anything like that, right? So Mary should be an exciting time getting ready to get married. But listen, as we look at Scripture this morning, Mary gets an unexpected visit that is about to change everything in her life. And I want you to think of that in your own life this morning. We get those unexpected visits in our life, right? Anybody ever had that unexpected visit that kind of changed your thing? You think about this. I thought about this today. I can't tell you, in my family and other people's family, that doctor's appointment changes everything in your life. You ever went into the doctor's office expecting to hear one thing and come out with another? Is that not an unexpected visit? You go in, and whether that's something big or small, I'll tell you what, I get my teeth cleaned, and every time I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get to come back and get some work done. Is anybody else with me? Nobody. Everybody's good teeth. So anyway, that's one thing. Between a dentist and jumping out in front of a semi, I rate them about the same, right? Y'all are gone this morning, right? So you see this unexpected visit. It could be a doctor's appointment. Listen, there's people I know in 2020 with everything, they've lost their job. They thought their business was doing good, and they come in and says, hey, we don't need you anymore. That's an unexpected visit in their life. Listen, marriage issues, and as hard as it is today, that's an unexpected thing. Some people are caught way off guard. They don't even know anything's going on. That's an unexpected thing, a loss of family members. You don't plan for those things. You don't do a lot of those phone calls and those text messages. Message and those things that things are happening, those are very unexpected, ain't they, church? Those are things that doesn't matter how hard we pray, doesn't matter how hard we plan and how hard we do these things. Those things happen all the time to us, and they're very, very unexpected. And listen, I don't think it's any different than Mary's life today. She was getting ready to be married. She was getting ready to go in this way. Listen, but in this thing, in the midst of this, there's a lot of unexpected things that comes to my life and your life. The God of our faith, right? But our faith and who our God is bigger than any of the unexpected that you and I will experience. He is bigger than anything that you and I can imagine, even in the midst of how bad it is and how bad we feel. Listen, guys, he's so much bigger than that. We're reminded about that all the time, of how big our God is. Listen, as we continue on this journey, as we look at Jesus, as we look at before Jesus was born, Mary's life, and Mary's visit this morning, Gabriel appears to Mary. And it's important to know in Scripture, every time Gabriel appears, it was a big announcement. Every time when Gabriel showed up, it was something powerful. It was something big. Can I tell you this morning, every time our God shows up, it's something big. Whether that's something little in our life or something big, that's big. When the Spirit moves, it's something happening in our lives. And it's very, very big. This morning, listen, we'll see in this text today some things that was unexpected in Mary's life. Let's look at the Bible this morning, read the first 26 through 38 this morning. We'll go back and we'll look at a few things together here this morning. And I just pray God speaks something to your heart today. Because listen, I believe he has the ability to do that if we'll just focus on the words here this morning. It says in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1. It says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel to Gabriel of Nazareth to the town of Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you are highly favored, and the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Mary, don't be afraid. He said, Mary, you have found favor with God. Verse 31, it says, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. Verse 34, she says, how will this be, Mary asked the angel. She says, I'm a virgin. Then the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and he said, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be to be born and will be called the Son of God. He says, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. If you highlight in your Bible, that is what you need to highlight definitely in it. It says, for no word of God will ever fail. It says, for I'm the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. If we see this morning as we dive in, as we get into this, kind of in the first couple verses we read here, we see kind of what happens. We see the encounter here when Joseph was engaged to be married to Mary and this descendant of David. And all of a sudden, Gabriel, the angel, appeared to her. Nazareth was Joseph and Mary's hometown, kind of like where you and I got live in a small town of America. We call it Lawrence County, or whether you live a little bit out or whatever. It's a small town of America. This is where Nazareth was at. It's kind of a smaller town, and it was a way, way long way away from Jerusalem. We know the trek later in Mary's pregnancy. We'll look at it. I was talking to Mr. Ricky this morning. When they traveled, they didn't go book an airline and fly, right? They didn't go rent a car and say, hey, man, we can push it to limits. How many in here would admit this morning, everywhere you go, you push it to the limits to get there right on time? Right? If it says an hour and 5 minutes to drive there, one thing you think first, I can drive fast, I can get there in an hour, right? Who's that person? I need to raise both hands on me on that. So we see that they had a long way to wait. And listen, this was a huge visit. This was one here, if you look at that, and you think about this, in verse 28, the angel went to her and said, greetings, who you are highly favored, the Lord will be with you, right? And we see how important that is to see these things happen. It was that visit of unexpected. That started the unexpected for Mary. I bet you Mary, when she got up that day, Mr. Gary didn't say, hey, there's an angel named Gabriel who's fixing to be here just in a little bit, right? How many of you get up in the morning times thinking, I'm going to have this encounter today. This is gonna happen in my life that day. What do we usually get up and think? Well, I've got to get this done today. I've got to get this and this and this and this. We kind of leave little room for things to happen sometimes, don't we? Most of us, if you get out, you live a life, we live a pretty agenda-filled life today. And I don't think Mary was any different. I think she probably had a lot of things going on in her mind saying, hey, I got to get this done. I got to get this accomplished. But listen, we see the start of this unexpected visit here this morning. Listen, when we see in verses 28 and 29, as we kind of go on down, we see this unexpected visit has started. Listen, Mary was a poor female. The study says, and it says her status was unusual in a lot of people's eyes because of who she was and all that. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning. The things that the Lord uses the willing, the Lord will use the willing, not always the ones that has it all together. You think about that. The disciples, did they have it all together? God used them, and we got to think about this today. He says, we see God choosing Mary, one of the most important acts of obedience. You may also think you're an unqualified candidate for God to use you, and I would say most of us feel like that. I would say if we would be honest, most of us think, hey, I'm very unqualified to do that, Lord. I think you need to get somebody more qualified to do that. Listen, in a lot of ways, I think we all feel that. And I think one of the greatest acts of obedience in the Scripture, besides Jesus following out what God wanted to, you look at obedience, you see Joseph and Mary, right? And you think about Joseph, he had to follow in great obedience, didn't he? Last week, he could have walked away from that. Remember, he could have divorced her. He could have even had her stoned to death for what had happened, but he followed in obedience. And we're going to see this week, Mary's going to do the same thing. And as we look at Mary's visit, the angel tells Mary, says, you're highly favored, right? He says, the Lord is with you. Listen, Mary was troubled at these words. Who wouldn't have been, right? I mean, you think about that. You think about when things spoke to your life, is it easy always to say, hey, I'm ready to go, I'm on board? Because why? We want to try to process things. We want to try to take things over and over that way. Listen, it's a real understanding that she would. I would agree with that. She was wondering what kind of agreement it would be and what would happen in these ways. Mary had some questions, and who all don't have questions, right? You ever met anybody that don't have any questions? There's always somebody got some questions. I teach some classes at school, not this year since everything's going, but yeah, I teach a lot of classes, and kids have a lot of questions. And there's always that kid that drums up that hard question, right? Has anybody got any adult friends like that? It's kind of like when you have open hymn singing night, Brother Ricky, and always somebody wants to get that one that you hadn't done in 45 years, right? They probably hadn't listened to it either. They like strum through there and like, oh, I want to stump the band now, right? But listen, Mary had those questions, and they were granted. They were appropriate for this time. And I know some of you guys, well, some of you would have had a million questions for this angel, wouldn't you? As soon as it showed up, you would have been writing on that concrete tablet, ever how they wrote them. It would have looked like you were grinding out rock everywhere. But you'd have had all kinds of questions about what was going on. Listen, we see in verse 30 this morning, Mary was told, don't be afraid. And look what Scripture says this morning. It says, but the angel said to her, don't be afraid. Now, how easy was it not to be afraid? Is it every day an angel appears to you like that? You think about that. It was a lot to take in. That was a lot going on. And the angel says, hey, just calm down. Don't be afraid. And he says, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Not just don't be afraid. You have found favor with the Lord. And when the angel said that, and this happens, and we think about it, this doesn't happen a lot. And this happens, the angel says, you have found favor with God. That was probably still a little muddy to Mary, wouldn't you think? When you think Mary was still trying to process these things and think about what was going on, God's favor doesn't automatically bring instant success or fame. Remember, his blessings on Mary were to be a mother of the Messiah, and that it would lead to much pain. His peers would ridicule her husband for what he did for Joseph taking Mary. He would get ridiculed for that, and he would almost leave her, we looked at last week. But later on, Joseph follows through that. Then later on, her son Jesus would be later rejected and murdered. Do you think Mary would have drew it up this way? How many here thinks Mary would have drew it up that way? See, church, a lot of times we sit down and we draw our lives out to be perfect, don't we? It doesn't always happen like that, does it? I'm sure Mary, if she'd have sketched that out, I don't think this was the way she would have drew things up. And I try to tell my kids all the time. I told my oldest daughter this week, and She's in quarantine over basketball, and I told her, I said, you know, and I told Shanna too, I said, in life that we live today, we can draw it up to look great. But listen, it don't always happen like that. Life throws us some pretty hard things. And we see here that we see how she does that. It says, not hardly a way she would draw it up, but through all this Mary went through, she waited patiently for God's plan to be carried out. Listen, there's a few things in the Christian life that it takes for us. And one, it takes us being faithful to God. To get through the things we've got to get through in life, we've got to be faithful to Him. And listen, this is one thing that I struggle on some, and I don't know if you guys did. During that, we got to be patient. Is everybody patient? Nobody ever gets in a hurry anymore, do we? Y'all are looking at me like I got 12 heads this morning, right? We want everything done right quickly, right? I'm still that person that refuses hardly to go through the self-checkout, right? Y'all heard me before. I am still that guy. I can wait, and they'll tell me, say, hey, we're open over here. I'm like, I'm good. I mean, I'll have like 47 things in right here, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, hey, I'm good, right? But I have went through, I went to a place the other day. It was the $5 store down in Birmingham, and that's the only way you could check out. And I almost left it. But patience, having patience and doing that's another thing we got to have if we're going to follow. And listen, in all this, the main thing, besides the other two, is this: we got to have commitment. If you're going to be a Christian and a believer today, you better be committed. You better be all in, knowing the Word of God and serving and loving other people, because there's lots of things can get your commitment off base today. There's lots of things can get you distracted today. Listen, that commitment is something big in the lifestyle of the day. And we see in the last 2 weeks, if we look at Joseph and Mary's life, they were very committed to the plan that the Lord laid out to them. And we think about that today. Listen, the angel was telling Mary, he said, don't be afraid. The Lord will be with you through it all. That's the reason why we can do those three things. We can be faithful. We can be patient. And we can be committed, because He's going to be with us every step of the way. Not just a few steps, not just part of the way, the whole steps of the way. Listen, another thing we see is this: the angel gives Mary the details. And listen, it says just like Joseph last week, he got great details on what to do. Mary said that, the angel said this, he said, you'll give birth to a son, you will call him Jesus. We looked at this scripture last week, Matthew 1:21-23. She will give birth to a son and he'll give him the name of Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. How many is thankful that we have a Savior for our sins today? And listen, in verse 22 it says, and he will take a place. And what the Lord said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive in the birth of the son. He will give a son who call Emmanuel, which means God with us. I am glad that God's with us every day. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That means he's with us every step of the way. Listen, there's nothing that you and I are going to go through in this life that's going to be exactly ordinary. How many is glad your life is not ordinary? Right? You look at me like, that's crazy, man. I like my life, man. Listen, I you know, all the things that happen in our life, I like different things happening, right? And that just keeps us on our toes. It keeps us going in a way of life. I just, as a believer, my God does extraordinary things through people's lives. I believe that. I believe He changes people's life for the servanthood of the body of Christ. And we think about this today as we go on. It says, as believers, Jesus wants us to be anything but ordinary. He wants us to serve. He wants us to love. He wants us to do these things. Listen, He is going to be, through all this, He is the Son of the Most High God. That's what what the angel tells Mary. And listen, His kingdom will never end. One day we're going to get to spend eternity with Jesus. Forever and ever and ever. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:8, he says, but about the Son, He says, your throne of God will last forever, right? Not just a little bit. Your throne of God will last forever and ever. Listen, I love in verse 34 and 35, Mary gets the answers to her questions. As we look in this text this morning, as we go down and you think about this, it says in verse 34, I'm going to read it again. It says, how would this be, Mary asked, since I'm a virgin? The angel answered. Listen, we don't get answers sometimes because we don't ask. Right? We don't get answers to some things because we don't ask. And listen, listen, it's hard to process. It's hard to kind of go when you think about a virgin having a baby. But listen, there's three things that do all this. Luke knew this. First, Luke was a medical doctor. He knew how babies were born, and he knew all this. It would have been difficult for him to believe that because he's a doctor. Listen, but Luke reports the virgin birth. So he was a doctor. He was a very knowledgeable guy. Second, Luke was a painstaking researcher who, based on his information of eyewitness accounts, scholars say Luke talked about Mary, about the servants, and this is recorded in the first two chapters. This is Mary's story. It's not fictional. It is the truth. Third, this is all the believers should not doubt what God, who God created the universe, couldn't create Jesus in the womb. Why? Because he's God, right? All things are possible to him. All things are possible in that way. And we see that in so many times today. John 20:31 says this. It says, "But as it is written, you may believe in the Messiah, the Son of God, and that he may believe in his name." Listen, there is power in his name. Power in whose name? There's definitely power in Jesus' name. Listen, let's look at verse 38 this morning. I want you to think about this. You remember all this is happening. The Gabriel told Mary what all was going to happen. And all these things were playing out. And what do you think Mary's reaction is? What would you think Mary's look on her face would be? I was really wanting Mr. Gary to pull that video up. I showed not too long ago when the kids, when I showed it, it said Christmas according to kids. You know, when Gabriel... come up and the kids said that is a pretty accurate picture of what it could be like. But you think today what the reaction is to Mary's life. And what I want to ask you this is, what is your reaction to the unexpected? When you get the news of things, how do you react to that? What goes through your head? What kind of process starts when you hear those things? Listen, we can be having pretty normal, but when something that goes, we kind of hit another gear, don't we? And we kind of see those things. And Mary, I got to think of the reaction of Mary is this. But listen, after all this, she gets to verse 38, and Mary says this. You know what she says? "I am the Lord's servant." See, that's the way we should respond to things, right? In the midst of no matter, we ought to say, "Hey, I am the Lord's servant." Say that to yourself. Say, "Hey, I'm a servant of the Lord." Right? If you're a Christian today, you're not ordinary, right? You have a king living inside of you, spirit living inside of you, that you can say, "Hey, I'm a servant of the Lord." Listen, that was Mary's answer, right? How many would be honest this morning when that would have been your answer? Think about it. We may not be asked to give birth, but we're asked to serve. Think about it, church. "Well, I don't know if I can do an extraordinary thing." Listen, spreading and serving and getting and sharing the love of God with somebody is extraordinary. Why? Because he's extraordinary. He goes, she says that. She said, Mary answered. He says, "May your word be fulfilled." May whose word be fulfilled? He says, "Your word." Mary says, "You know what?" He says, "Lord, yeah." He says, I'm your servant. May your word be fulfilled. Whatever you need to do." Listen, the willingness to see the gospel go today has to be total surrender on our spot. We have to say, listen, it doesn't matter what happens today. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes to see this. Listen, Mary's answer was in obedience. She did that obedience. And we think about it today. This was huge for Mary's life. And it's huge for our life if we'll be totally obedient on Christ. It's huge in the times today for us to do that. Listen, Mary run a risk just like Joseph did of being homeless, rejected, and even being pregnant outside of wedlock. She run the risk of all that. But Mary did this, knowing everything that she was going to do. She was going to be obedient. Listen, church, we've got to stop questioning God's plan for us and follow it. How many times do we do that? How many times do we question, do we go right or left? Or which way do we go? I think about the cartoon a lot of times, and I can't think the name of it. I was thinking about it this week, that kind of like a lot of times in our life that we get so confused and so twisted up that we say, "Which way did he go, George?" I remember that.
That's not on Dora Explorer or any of those. That's a little older than that. But you ever feel like that? You ever feel like you get turned around so many times that you don't know which way things went? Mary says here, she says, you know what? I'm in. I want to follow. What would our life, what would my life, and what would your life be like if we follow Christ in obedience? How would we view the things that we view today if we looked at things through His eyes? Listen, some things I want you to think on today as we've looked at Mary's life today, as we've unpacked the things of Mary here in this place today, and we're going to come back to a verse that I really want to spend a moment time on today. Listen, you can be ready for the unexpected when you put your faith in God. We can be ready for the unexpected when we put our faith in God. Listen, we have favor of God. We have the favor of God on our side. Listen, the Bible of this today, this verse gives us a lot of hope that we should, details how we should live, how we should treat the unexpected, how we should treat the things that happen in our life that we see, that we don't see, that we're not ready for, but just to be ready and say, listen, God, I'm obedient. I want to follow you. Listen, walking in obedience is when you're faithful to follow God. Walking in obedience means when you're faithfully following God. And you think about this morning. I said this a while ago. The Lord will answer if we'll just ask Him. But here's another question I have for you. Are you always obedient with His answer? I want you to think of that. You ever asked a question you got an answer for that you didn't like the answer to? What about that friend you go up to that you want him to give you that good pat on the back, and you ask him that question and he gives you that answer you don't want? I found out what we do in life. If we don't get the answer we want, we'll ask somebody else, won't we? And we'll keep going down the line because we want to make sure that we get the answer we want. Listen, I'll tell you this, even as a teacher and a pastor, you read this Word of God, you're not always going to get the answer you want. Why? Because our life don't mold and shape and look like what He wants us to sometimes, does it? I want you to go back up to verse 37. I alluded to a little earlier about highlighting that verse. And I want you to think about this verse this morning. As I stressed verse 38 while ago, when the Lord said, you know, Mary says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words, I want you to look at that when she says in that verse, it says, may your word to me be fulfilled. May your word, whose word? God's word. And you go right back at the 37. Guys, don't miss this. Right after Mary answers that, it says this. It says, for no word from who? May your words be filled. God's word. May no word. It says, for no word of God will ever fail. And that's what was speaking to Mary. That's the words that Mary got this morning as she was seeing this. And Mary says, you know what, I'm a servant of the Lord. And may your words be fulfilled to me. And you go back into verse 37, it says, no word from you will ever fail. Guys, the word of God, the word we put in our lives, the word that saved us, the word that we live our lives by, it will not fail. Even though we come up short sometimes, His word will absolutely never fail. Listen, church, I had a question for you this morning. What words are you listening to and living by today? It's a very good question all of us need to answer for our own selves today. Are we living by God's word? Are we living by every other word that we can kind of just grasp and fit our situations in our lives? Mary and Joseph were obedient. They've kind of molded their life around that. We have these words today in the Bible that we're supposed to be molding and shaping our life around. His words. It's how we should be shaping our lives today. Listen, church, the Word of God will never fail, it says. So let me ask you a question. Somebody asked me this week, says, what are you talking about the unexpected? I said, you know what? I believe the things that unexpected in life, it's not if, it's just a matter of when they come. How many in the last week has got some unexpected news? Wasn't ready for it, was you? Wasn't hardly what you was wanting to hear. I've had the last few years of my life as being on staff of churches, I've sat in many hospital rooms and seen some very unexpected news come to families. And I've received numerous calls of unexpected things that have happened in people's lives. And this is right here where I'm going to leave you at today, church. I'm going to tell you what, the unexpected comes. Just because it come one time don't mean it ain't going to come again. It's how we do as believers in the midst of the unexpected defines who our God is. You and I have the reaction. We have the things that we can do in the midst of those times that could very well help somebody through the unexpected that they're going to face. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had lots of unexpecteds in 2020. And my family and I guarantee you would go back and we would erase a bunch of 2020 if we could. We don't have that option, do we? But I can tell you this, the Word of God has not failed me one time in 2020. And if I live to see 2021, that Word will not fail me or you in 2021 if we'll be obedient to it. Listen, church, unexpected happens. It's not in mine and your control. Remain faithful, remain patient, and remain committed. Mary and Joseph showed us how to do that. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If we would be honest, we would be gut check honest this morning. I don't know if any of us could be a Joseph and Mary. And I guess that's unfair. Because I know most people today, we try to reason our way out of everything. If it's not in our plan of life, it's not fit in our mold, we want to reason our way out of that. We want to try to get out of it, right? We want to try to do something different. We always don't say, boy, you don't mean me. You got to have somebody better than I am. I don't know that much about that. You got to do that. I love going up to people in church and say, hey, will you serve in that area? Oh, no, man, I don't know anything about that, right? I think some people, and I'm not just saying this to be mean, I think if you went up to them and asked them, could they prop a door open? They'd say, well, that's just not me, right? Listen, the unexpected things in life, they happen. But what we do defines the God who lives inside of us. Mary could have walked away too, couldn't she, church? Mary could have said, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And you know what? It really is. I told Mr. Ricky this morning. That is the most unconventional way that our Savior of the King of Kings would come to be born, would be born that way, right? But that's how humble of a God that we have. Listen, church, face the unexpected, but know the God that lives inside of you has already been through that. He said, I'll always go before you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for who you are in our lives. Father, I thank you for the cross. Now, Father, this morning, Lord, I didn't mean anything mean or bad about Joseph and Mary, but Father, today, I just wonder how many people say, hey, I could be a Joseph. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I want to follow in that obedience. I'm ready to take that on. Even though it makes sense, it looks difficult, looks hard. Lord, I'm ready. I pray that we have a Joseph attitude. I pray that even though it doesn't look the way we want it to, the way we draw it up, the way we have it planned, that we say, hey, I could be a Joseph. I could do that, Lord. I'm ready for that in my life. Send me to be a Joseph. Call me to do that thing that's out of the ordinary, the thing that doesn't make sense, the thing that only makes sense to you, God. I want to follow you in total obedience in that. There may be a lot of people in here, maybe ladies this morning, says, hey, I could be a Mary. But if that's what God wanted me to be, even though it don't make sense, don't add up. But Lord, since you said, may your word be fulfilled in me. Why? Because the word of God, no word of the Lord will ever fail. So Father, I pray that we get Joseph attitude, we get Mary attitude. And we follow you in faithfulness, and we follow you in obedience, and Father, we follow you patiently, Lord. Even when the road of unexpected and life gets hard and tough, we'll meet it head on. We'll say, Lord, we got this. We got this. We're going to follow you. Even though it doesn't make sense, we're going to walk step in step behind you because we know that you're with us all the way. So, Father, I pray for our people here today. Father, if one of them is going to a doctor's visit or something this week, Father, they're expecting something. And, Father, we just pray that you protect them, you lead, guide, and direct them through that life. Because, Father, it breaks my heart today that a lot of people are going to die and go to hell. And, Father, they're not expecting the results that they're going to receive. You make it very, very clear how we become a believer. So, Father, I pray today, if nobody knows you as personal Savior, Father, I pray that they receive the greatest gift that was ever given, and that's your Son, Jesus. So today, Father, as we kind of come to the end of our service, we have invitation time. So, Father, I pray and I ask these people today, are they a Joseph and are they a Mary? Are they ready for that conversation of the unexpected to go into the different types of walks in their life? Lord, in your name we pray. Amen.